Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Cattle on Feed report provides monthly estimates of the number of cattle being fed for slaughter. For the report, the Agriculture Department surveys feedlots of 1,000 head or more, as this represents 85% of all fed cattle. Cattle feeders provide data on inventory, placements, marketings, and other disappearance. The report showed a total inventory of 11.831 million head for the United States on November 1st. This year-over-year increase of 1.2% is right in line with analysts' expectations of an average increase of 1.3% in feedlot inventories. This month's increase follows 2 months of year-over-year decreases. The Federal Communications Commission recently appointed new members, including Mississippi Farm Bureau President Mike McCormick, to its Precision Ag Connectivity Task Force. The 2018 Farm Bill included the Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act, which called for the creation of a Farm Bureau-supported task force to focus on the connectivity and technology needs of precision agriculture. The task force, which includes representatives from the FCC and Agriculture Department, in addition to 15 voting members from public and private stakeholders, will focus on the needs of broadband connectivity on croplands and ranch lands. The fourth quarter fiscal 2019 saw a 6% increase in the number of certified positions compared to quarter four 2018. This is the most modest quarter four increase since the Department of Labor began making quarterly data available in 2012. This is similar to the slow growth of 2% that was reported in the third quarter of 2019. As discussed in an analysis of quarter three data, the marginal increase in the number of certified positions could be a result of poor weather limiting demand for labor, or possibly an early indication of diminishing returns to labor on horticultural operations in the U.S. Historically, the fourth quarter, which is July through September, is the third busiest quarter for the H-2A program, with 20% of each year's positions certified then. Some of the requested positions are likely associated with late-season harvest of crops that were affected by poor spring planting weather, while others are associated with fall crops. Only time will reveal the true culprit. In fiscal year 2019, the H-2A farm program again set a record for certified positions, which is the number of applicants processed and approved. AFBF economist Veronica Nye considers the more than 258,000 certified positions in 2019 a milestone for the program. Passing the quarter of a million positions is a big deal, Nye said in Tuesday's Newsline. This is the seventh consecutive year with increases in the H-2A program. Just a few years ago, the H-2A program was a very minor part of U.S. on-farm employment. Both houses of Japan's parliament have now approved a trade deal with the United States, which will go into effect on January 1, 2020. Now that the final hurdle to a deal with Japan has been cleared, American farmers and ranchers can count on increased market access for their products, from beef and poultry to fruits, vegetables, and nuts, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement. According to Duvall, this is a big win for farmers, and we hope it's the first of many trade deals to be approved that will open markets and level playing fields for American agricultural exports. Further, it's time for Congress to act now to bring USMCA across the finish line. Farm Bureau is calling on members of Congress to take action this week and come together to get something very positive done for agriculture and our whole economy. The Agriculture Department Economic Research Service's recently updated forecast for U.S. farm sector income, finances, and wealth projects total gross income in U.S. agriculture, which includes cash receipts from crop and livestock sales, as well as federal support, at $437.1 billion for 2019, up $9.3 billion or 2% from prior year levels. Total production expenses for 2019 are now forecast at $344.6 billion and are in line with prior year levels. A broad measure of farm profitability, net farm income, the difference between gross income and production expenses, is now projected at $92.5 billion, up $8.5 billion, or 10% from 2018. If realized, net farm income in 2019 will be the highest since 2014, but would remain 25% below 2013's record high of $123 billion and would be marginally higher than the inflation-adjusted average of $90.5 billion. Agriculture students and Illinois Farm Bureau members and their children are encouraged to apply for 76 college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. The scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500, will be awarded in total of $118,000 for the 2020-2021 school year. Students may apply for a variety of scholarships, including three IAA Foundation top scholarships, where winners will each receive $5,000 awards. Another $7,500 award goes to the Illinois Farm Bureau Legacy of Leadership Scholarship winner. In addition to family scholarships often established to honor the memory of a loved one, the IAA Foundation offers scholarships on behalf of organizations such as Prairie Farms Dairy. All applicants must be high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college, university, or community college. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academics, leadership, and community involvement. Previous winners of an IAA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again. A full listing of available scholarships and eligibility guidelines is available on the Foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. The application period opened December 1st and must be completed online by February 1st, 2020. For more information, contact the IAA Foundation at 309-557-2232. The mission of the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm, is to fund education, research, and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.